Lean forward slightly. Look straight at the speaker. And listen with a sparkle in your eye, as though you might be thinking, gee, this is the most wonderful thing I ever heard in all my life.
We interrupt this program to waste some of your valuable time.
Coming to you live from our bedroom studio in the Pacific Northwest, it's TGIF Radio. This show is brought to you by the Internet, Electricity, and Mind Power. And now, with no agenda in mind, here's TGIF Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the highlight of your week. It is Friday. This is TGIF Radio. So goodbye to the work week and hello to the weekend. Welcome back to the part of America you originated from, Jared. Congratulations.
Yay.
But psych, he's not even here.
Yep. Probably next week. He had some family stuff to take care of, which I can respect, I guess.
He went to spend some time with his family, which in my opinion is a bunch of bullshit. Family stuff, come on. Oh, I request, if you say a bad word, point at me, and then I'll mark it, because I will forget to mark words. I did it last episode, and it took me...
That's bullshit.
3 fucking hours to edit. Thank you. That was... You did a good job. All right. A good demonstration of, and I can't mark my own words. You can't call us because we're not live, but if you're listening on KOUG Radio, make sure you go to TGIFradio.com. Get us uncensored, because all those bad words that we just said a second ago...
It's probably good that we're telling this now before they turn us off.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, because then they'll be like, whoa, they say bad words? I'm hopping off of there. I'm going to...
Completely unedited.
This website. It's
the true American version is online.
Safe for work.
Everybody benefits. Just support us. We don't even get money for this, but it supports us emotionally. So just keep that in mind. Happy birthday to the both of you.
Yeah,
by the way.
Yeah.
You're both,
because Ben's is tomorrow and mine was on Monday.
Yeah.
I'm a piece of shit because I didn't get either of you guys a present.
We're 22 years old. No, we don't need birthday gifts. It's not like, which I guess.
You've officially outgrown birthday gifts.
Yeah, we don't need them, but that doesn't stop us from exchanging them, I'll be honest.
All you need is just a free beer. And that qualifies.
Works
right?
For me, yeah.
All right, cool.
Buy me a drink, that's good enough.
Open your
Speaking of which, yes, Ben did give me some sort of a lead brick for a birthday gift.
Is it super, let me...
It's pretty dense.
I wrapped it in the funny pages because that's the only wrapping paper that's good.
No, that's...
Oh, yeah, that's how you wrap things in newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, straight up.
Like, wrapping paper is so goddamn boring.
I know it is.
I did not get creative, I should forewarn
you. Ooh! It's booze.
Is this actually what it is, or is it just...
Oh, yeah. No, okay. I didn't even open the box.
What kind of booze is that?
We got Crown Royal.
Woo!
It's all yours. I'm never drinking Crown Royal again.
Crown, bad experience?
What happened to you?
4th of July.
Oh, yeah, Yeah. I thought that was Jack Daniels, not Crown.
It was Jack Daniels and Crown. It was a whiskey night.
Oh, God.
Renee, have you ever tried Crown?
I think so, but...
Do you want to?
It's reasonably fancy.
It's actually pretty good. My dad really likes
it. I got a shot glass under my bed.
It comes with a bag, which is cool.
Oh, yeah.
A satin bag.
Satin bag. Ooh. You know, that's just the bag that you turn into, like, the bag that you carry all your marbles around in and shoot at squirrels with your slingshot.
Dice, if you're a nerd.
So where's your shot glass?
Oh, yeah, that's true. It's under my bed. It should be. If it's not there, ooh, I have my TGIF Radio mug available exclusively to people. Never mind, we got the shot glass. Do people know I have a mug? Screw them.
It's good stuff, actually, and I don't have any right now, so.
Oh, yeah, you're in desperate need of a whiskey fix.
Yes.
Crown Royal counts as a whiskey, right?
It is. It's a blended Canadian whiskey.
Okay.
I almost got you Cabo Wabo, and then I knew you didn't like tequila.
So it ended up being Therese that drank it, not
exactly.
me.
Exactly. And then I almost got you Belvedere, and I was like, no, Therese will drink that.
I actually like some, but it's good that you didn't, because I just bought myself a bottle.
Oh, shit.
Anyways.
Okay.
What's Belvedere?
It's vodka.
It's kind of like Kettle One, but
it's a classy, another classy vodka.
Yeah, it's like the French version, so...
It's Polish, not French.
It's Polish?
Yeah.
No, Grey Goose is the French
one. Yep.
Okay.
Grey Goose is the one that, like... You know you can go to Costco and get the Kirkland brand vodka?
Dude,
basically is Grey Goose.
The Kirkland brand stuff actually is good stuff for a ridiculous good price. I think they... oftentimes they have the Kirkland brand, like an 18-year-old scotch for, like, $35.
Kirkland,
$40.
It's weirdly like
I've really wanted to pick up a bottle.
It's weirdly good. Like my friend Abby had a thing of Fuck, Kirkland.
Nice. Crown Royal.
Ooh, I'll give this a try. Oh, you gave me the whole shot?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, dude. I don't know
if I want to do this whole shot.
Fine, then I'll take
it. Get ready to get rancid.
I'm not. Well, I will do the whole shot, but not at once.
Take the shot.
Okay. All right.
Sorry, homie.
If you want it to be a good show, you know, show fuel, man. Show fuel. Here we go. I forgot how big this shot glass is.
Opinions.
That is actually really smooth.
It is really good.
Yeah.
The maple is really good, too.
Yeah, you almost grabbed the apple.
The apple is good. Apple I like the maple better than the apple, though, if I'm going with flavored crown.
Yeah.
I need to try the maple
one. I figured I'd just get you normal.
Actually, I have...
Straight up whiskey.
There's a place at Jansen Beach, State Line Liquor.
Yeah, yeah.
They had, at least had at one point, I don't know if they still have
Does
it.
Does that mean it's government-funded booze?
No.
No, well,
I don't know.
It's a state liquor store because it is in Oregon, so theoretically, yes.
Technically,
they had a pack, basically, you know, like the individual shot things that I got you for your birthday.
Yeah, which I still have a few of.
That's fine. they had a 3-pack with standard crown, maple, and apple. All three of them together, $5.
Nice.
I'm like, ooh, yes, please, because each one of those is at least $2 or $3, $4 a piece.
Yeah, like crown's expensive.
Yeah, crown's not cheap.
Was it only come in those three flavors, the maple, the apple, and the plain?
And then you get the more fancy ones like the black, the reserve, the extra special BS ones. And when you get into that expensive of whiskeys or drinks in general, I'm not going to be drinking Crown Royal, honestly. Yeah, there's much better
if
things
I'm going to drink.
You're going to be drinking
whiskey,
Johnny Walker. That's what you're drinking.
I prefer single malts to blends.
I don't know what that means.
Johnny Walker is a blended scotch. I prefer single malts, which are just all come from one barrel.
Okay.
Johnny Walker comes from a couple different barrels blended together. And
Johnny
Walker's
shits in it.
What?
They have elves at the Johnny Walker factory?
Yes.
Whoa.
Their names are all Johnny. They're actually federally mandated to.
Well, it's like, if you look at the thing of Kettle One, like, there's like 9 or 10 generations of the family that it's been in.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
There's only like 3 names between all the guys.
That's creepy.
There's like 2 or 3 names. All of them obviously have the same last name, but...
So wait,
they just cycled them, so there's never a third.
Pretty much,
second.
It's like the son was named after the grandfather, and then
oh my god, it's just a vicious cycle. It's all the son's always named after the grandfather,
and then sometimes there was a junior thrown in there, and then
the dad is always named after the son from before who had the dad.
This is getting really convoluted.
Oh my god.
Renee's heart has our time with family trees. We need to keep him in the loop.
Well, I mean, it's really easy to follow when it's just father and son.
Fair point. I'm fine
with that.
Grandchildren are always named after their grandfathers, and then it goes kind of down. There's three sets, and they're all named after the three that coincide with them on the list. So you got three.
It's every other kid. I don't have a problem with naming your kid after your grandpa if... the grandpa is dead. Because if the grandpa's still alive, that is anybody that has the same name as you, it is going to cause confusion, and I don't want to be a part of that cycle.
I think the problem would be more of like, oh, well, why didn't you name it after me instead? Like, people would be like offended. They're like, oh, you named it after your dad's dad? Why didn't you name it after me, like your mom's dad? What the hell? Like,
yeah.
I don't want to deal with that bullshit. Like, if he was dead, I'd be like, yeah, no, I named it after my grandpa who died.
Pick something unique, but don't make it like Hayden or Braden or Todd or Jaden. Anything like, that ends with E-N, fuck
I'm
you.
I'm going to name my son Thad.
No, honestly, they're...
You're Thad?
Oh,
Thad.
As in Thad Castle?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you said Thad.
It's going to be like Thadrick. Just some horrible name.
Thadrick Andrews.
Yeah.
I'm actually...
Just something ridiculous.
I'm in support of that. I will defend that kid's name to the death.
Yeah,
that's a good idea.
I'm going to make sure he does football, even though I didn't. I'll just be like, act like a high school hero.
Just so he
totally
can...
have not done any of that.
Just for the Blue Mountain State reference.
Yes, okay, yeah, now exactly. I just suddenly realize that there is the male equivalent of a soccer mom is a football dad.
Yeah, oh my god, dude. What?
Ooh,
I didn't even think of that.
Let's uncover. All right,
holy
I call
shit.
This segment New Stereotypes.
Oh.
Football dad. What does he do and what makes him a football dad?
He wears everything regarding his son's football team. So
it's not just
high school
football
t-shirt, high school football hat.
Down to the
cargo
socks
shorts.
With the colors.
Definitely cargo shorts, socks, and sandals.
Like major swagger, like he thinks he's the hot shit around.
Because he was quarterback when he was old, when he was his son's age.
Oh, yeah. And because his son is also kind of in the same place he was, then that makes him even more awesome.
And he just roams around the bleachers of like the shitty high school stadium.
And, he acts like he's basically like the hometown celebrity.
Yeah, and he tries to bang all of the wives of everybody, even though his wife is sitting
his
over
wife is
there,
sitting next like, to him, and he's like, hey, baby.
Taking care of the three other little kids.
Hey, like, baby, you want me to quarter your back? He's trying lines like that.
Yes, he like he's very closely related to like the frat dad, the dad who like in a fraternity and never left.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I've never...
The football dad is now the frat dad who actually got out.
Yeah, dude.
If you're over 30 and you're using the word bro, unironically, you might be a frat dad.
Dude, I feel like my vocabulary is definitely still going to have bro in it after I turn 30. Is that depressing? Like
no, because after that's a product 30, of our time.
No,
you have to adapt with the times.
As long as I stop saying homie, that's
okay. Drew, I'm going to call you out on that. We shouldn't adapt with the times. Remember how I went on a
big... we make fun of old people who don't adapt with technology.
That, but also like pertaining to language specifically.
Oh yeah, no, that's stupid.
I think a few months ago, I remember going on some sort of tirade about the definition of the word literally actually being changed in the dictionary because so many people were using it.
It's like
that's
also
like
the word
literally
epic.
Retarded.
Yeah, it's also like
go
the word
fuck
epic.
Yourself. God damn it.
Epic does not mean, oh, it's just the most kick-ass thing ever, brah.
Yeah, epic got retarded too.
Dude,
that's epic. No.
Yep.
No.
No, an epic is a grand story is, you know, in,
something cool.
It's a very, you know, very large scale, very dynamic, very interesting, and very tightly wound.
Yeah, go read
story.
The Odyssey sometime.
Yeah,
that's
is an
epic.
Epic.
Yeah, an epic.
That's
not
really
it's
boring.
Epic. It's no. Not that bad. There's a Cyclops. It's kind of cool.
I like the Odyssey better than the Iliad.
Which one's the Iliad?
The Iliad's
the one, that's like the next 10 years, right?
No. The Iliad was the one where it's basically the battle for the Siege of Troy.
Yeah, that one's dumb.
The,
okay,
Odyssey,
yeah, the Odyssey
is Odysseus's 10-year journey to try and get home to his wife who's has
being
a bunch
like,
of other guys trying to bang her.
Being like super drunk and trying to get back home. It's the 10-year. It's like, yeah, we won. And so they all just get
just
hammered and try to go home.
And just getting completely lost and getting on just all sorts of random adventures in the meantime. He's like, oh, well, okay, here's an island. Do I need to go back to my wife or do I need to explore? What do you think, guys?
It's like, dude,
let's
check this
go explore.
Shit out.
Yeah, I agree. Let's do that. Oh shit, there's a Cyclops. Well, I guess we're going to be trapped here for a while.
And then he gets home and he's like, "Honey, I found Cyclops for you. Do you want?"
And she's
just,
like, "Who are you?"
Maybe we should just
okay. Basically, the Odyssey. The easiest way to explain it for modern viewers who haven't read the book, it's a movie. Go look it up if you haven't seen it.
I know what it is.
Oh, brother, where art thou?
That's the one.
Yeah,
that is literally
the Odyssey.
It's the Odyssey set in the 1920s.
They're like trying to go somewhere, but every time they see something, they're just, dude, let's check this shit out.
Yeah.
And then,
God, so good.
The Cyclops is there. There's the sirens. Obviously, his wife is trying to be courted by another dude.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. Yeah, no, that is a good movie, though.
It is a good movie. It's a fantastic movie.
I gotta get
go
back
watch
into,
it now.
I gotta get back into Coen Brothers again. Remember Raising Arizona?
No.
Raising Arizona is fucking hilarious, and everybody
never saw
should
it.
Watch it.
All
oh
right.
Oh my God. Do you
know anything about the premise? You will be sold on it
tiny
with the
bit.
First thing I say. Nicolas Cage.
I knew that.
Kidnaps a baby. And tries to raise it as his own in an attempt to go straight, because he just got out of jail when he kidnapped this baby. He wants to have his own son to
as
make his
probably life. The most convoluted logic I've ever heard ever, but it sounds brilliant.
I know, it's fucking awesome.
And he's like white trash too, which is the best part.
But he's like wearing Hawaiian shirts all the time, a white hunter shirt underneath it, and he's got like he's sort of got like balding eagle hair going. So mostly a mullet, really.
It is a mullet. It's totally a mullet.
Oh yeah, definitely. Speaking of backwards logic, have you guys heard of an app that is supposedly supposed to launch in November called People?
Nope.
Spelled P-E-E-P-L-E?
What does their society come to?
What? Explain.
Okay.
Tell me the
you know what Yelp is?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I heard about this.
It's Yelp for people.
What?
Yeah.
You can rate...
And review people.
They basically took that one episode of Community from season 5 and made it into a real thing where you can rate anybody regardless if they have an account or not. Nobody can opt out of it.
So you just upload a picture of somebody or something?
I guess. Well, maybe a picture, probably, but you could like just a name and a picture, and that's all you have to do, I guess. The app hasn't been released yet. There's no details on it, but playing into the backwards thinking thing, the owners of the brand name are trying to censor Facebook posts on their corporate page because people are criticizing them.
And also, basically, they're trying to censor it. Basically, people are like voting or giving bad reviews on
certain
people.
It's a fucking retarded idea. And
I know. Yeah.
It's, yeah, there's like, no, it's going to be great. Seriously, trust us.
It's going to backfire so hard because nobody is going to have higher than like a 2-star rating.
No.
There's going to be like that be like one 8 guy million that just trolls. Goes around and be like, this dude's a bitch. Like, fuck.
Yeah. Okay. Now,
that's
be honest, though.
This
would you guys
bitch.
Look yourselves up on it?
Shit. Yeah. Yeah, immediately. No, like I would get the app and be like, Ben Andrews, come on.
I would do it for the same reason. I would do it for just the laughing at it. Be like, okay.
I would like,
and then just play it up that much more.
Narcissism.
Oh yeah, it'd be so and, fun.
Yeah,
you just know that
are
nobody
you, like free miking it now.
Yeah, you bet your ass.
You better be careful with that because if the audio quality goes down because of you, Ben, you're not allowed
done,
on
boy.
This show
you're
anymore.
Done.
I don't
brutal.
Know. I don't. I like barely even have that power.
I'll just come and sit in the back and just cry.
Good. It's best place for you.
Chain smoke and masturbate in your room.
Why in my room? Can't you do it in my sister's room? She's not home.
Ew.
Just
weird, not marking man. His territory.
Any place besides my room. That's all I'm saying. Keep it away from the studio. I don't need your nicotine jizz all over the microphones. Thank you.
Careful, it's addictive.
Oh my god, that's like the worst oral fixation problem I've ever heard.
Have you ever heard the story of the dude who like found like who thought his girlfriend was getting distant with like sex and everything, so he bought nicotine patches and he would like put one on her when they had sex and take one off.
What the hell?
So he got her like addicted to having sex with him.
Wow.
Basically getting her nicotine fixed.
Exactly. And like she yeah.
How does
that is messed up.
But yeah. how did he put it on her without her noticing? Or did she know
at the moment, dude? Like,
oh, you just don't. Oh, so he's just like got one stuck to his palm and he like slaps her
yeah,
butt.
I was gonna say,
like, that would be, yeah, she
okay,
wouldn't notice you're going at it. Like,
we shouldn't be thinking about this
yeah,
too
no,
seriously.
That's fucked up. Like, I would never just that's fucking messed
yeah,
up.
Yeah, no, that's yeah,
oh,
that's
geez.
Just only slightly rapey.
Let's see. If we want to change the topic completely from rape, let's talk about science.
Okay. Yes.
Because
huge news.
Oh my god. There's just flowing water. Well, you say it because I just mangled it.
Mars,
yeah.
Motherfucker.
There is flowing water on Mars. It's no longer evidence. We know there is flowing liquid water on the surface
my
of Mars.
My dick has never been this hard
we
over
have
science.
Seen it.
Have I couldn't think of a better news story to come out on my birthday.
This
oh
is
my
really
God.
Awesome.
It is fantastic.
Like,
I mean, literally, they actually have pictures of basically a creek bed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where water was flowing like a day or two ago.
They have pictures there?
Yeah, there was pictures awesome. That I uploaded.
Oh my God, I didn't even see them.
I saw another. I also saw go. Another satellite photo where basically a topographical section of Mars where you can see literally the water currents going down a hill.
That's awesome.
Over time.
Holy crap.
It's about goddamn time.
Yeah. So Mars summer home when?
Well, Elon Musk tends to have a colony of people on Mars within the next 10 years.
It's like Australia, just with less air.
And less things that want to kill you.
Yeah.
There's no scorpions
honestly,
on Mars. Keep
honestly,
that in mind.
I think less things would want to kill you on Mars than in Australia.
That's true, yeah.
It's just
Australia,
the atmosphere
more dangerous than Mars.
Yeah, Australia, the training ground for Mars. If you can survive Australia, you can survive deep space travel.
Isn't that a... Oh, no, you know what? I just they didn't do it in Australia. It was in Nevada somewhere, I think, where they were testing... I forget which rovers, but they were the ones that before
the
they landed...
Ones, I don't remember the name. No, but I know what you're talking about. It's like the Orion or something like that.
It probably was Orion, actually. That sounds
wait,
familiar.
Wait, roughly what time was it?
No, the Ulysses or something like that. I know, yeah.
Somebody look this up for
it's
us.
Something with
anyways.
You.
It was the ones where, as they were entering the atmosphere, a whole bunch of balloons would pop out on them, mm-hmm. and they would bounce up and down, and then once it stopped moving, they would deflate and it would open up and all that. You
which
know,
was cool.
Science stuff. They tested that in Nevada.
Yeah.
Because that's just like Mars, I guess.
I heard a lot of testing also does done in the Atacama Desert now, too.
Yeah, there, too. It barely rains there.
The where?
Yeah.
Atacama Desert, the driest place in the world.
It's in Chile.
Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah,
no,
basically, liquid rainfall is non-existent in the last, 120 years they've been keeping track.
Like once every... It didn't even come out.
It literally rains practically never. It just water just seeps up from the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of what seems like it's happening on Mars. It doesn't actually rain. It just seeps up from the ground.
It doesn't rain. It just sweats.
Pretty much.
Oh, God.
Ew, it's a sweaty planet.
Which actually, and the thing.
God damn, Mars, take a shower.
We do have to get the one little caveat with this liquid water on Mars thing.
Oh.
Heavily salty.
Yeah.
Super.
And the
salty salts
are perchloride salts,
yeah,
which are toxic.
Insane salt.
Whee!
So basically, if we were to try to grow any crops with this water, if we were trying to drink it, we would die.
But is there a way to get those toxins out of the water?
No.
Yeah. I thought there were ways to filter out perchloride salts. It's just, it's a little bit complicated. It's a little bit energy inefficient. But also, there's also a lot of theories and thought as to... It could be just because it's in the ground soil itself, and as the water seeps up from aquifers, basically underground wells, it starts soaking up these salts into the water as it rises up to the surface.
So if
we could basically tap
source.
A well, we could theoretically could find clean water.
Hmm.
I mean, until we get something up there to tap a well, we don't know.
That is an exciting proposition. I'm ready for that.
Yeah, and like I was saying with the Elon Musk thing, he was actually saying that basically he wants to have a colony on Mars within the next 10 years, and roughly it's going to cost about $500,000 per person to get
that
somebody there.
That sounds right, yeah.
That's actually $500,000 to send a person to Mars. That's not
bad.
That's pretty
that's
cheap.
Also, you got to remember, you're also spreading that out over probably 50, 60 people, however many you're sending up at once.
Yeah.
Because it costs how many billion? I think Curiosity took, what, 13 billion to send Curiosity to Mars?
I'm not sure. I could probably find out. Curiosity rover!
Also, you know, this whole water discovery on Mars, perfect timing for the Martian movie.
I know. It was...
yeah,
I was
dude,
saying, a lot of people actually were thinking they intentionally planned that out.
Oh, I'm sure they
dude,
did.
What
oh my
if,
God.
What if the movie is giving a... what if... Oh, shit. Okay, here's some conspiracy-ass shit right here.
Conspiracy!
There's a bunch of fucking text for your thing, Renee.
All right, I got you.
What if NASA, needing money, made a contract with the people who are making The Martian and said, hey, we found this shit. If we let this news drop right before your movie comes out, will you like front us some money? And they're just like, oh hell yeah! Like,
I've heard a couple different theories, not exactly on that one, but basically hopes and thinking that think about it, the last 2 or 3 years, some of the biggest earning movies of the year have all been somewhat realistic space or science fiction movies.
Uh huh.
2013, we have Gravity.
Yep.
It was a huge movie, made tons of money, a lot of people liked it.
Mm-hmm.
It was good.
It was fantastic. 2014, we had, I mean, it wasn't...
I had some problems with Gravity, but we'll get into that later.
Well, yeah, but it was a good movie. It had a lot of people paying attention to,
talk shit,
space
Renee.
Thing, that's cool.
Talk shit.
Later.
Get hit.
Just sick me on the movie later, we'll get to it.
And then the next year we had Guardians of the Galaxy, which I guess isn't exactly hard science, but it's
still
more...
Still space.
It's more science fiction, which gets people thinking about space.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the other big one, Interstellar.
Yes, that was the biggest.
Weird,
and that one was good. Still relied on a lot of hard science. It just relied on hard science.
That was
the one
like, hey, let's push the idea that we're all going to die if we don't do anything about space. Like,
yeah, mm-hmm. Which it will happen.
Yeah.
I mean, it may be interpreted as slightly propagandized, but
we'll be like,
I'll take that
also
propaganda.
The truth.
We need that propaganda.
We'll be like that race from Mass Effect. That's planet the assassin, the green dude.
What's that
the
race?
Dude.
You have something against the green
people,
bro?
I know what you're talking
bro?
About, but I can't think about what it is.
Never mind.
Anyways,
are you
and
being
then,
racist
and
against
this year,
video game characters right now?
No.
All right, just checking.
But all alien lives matter. Green lives matter.
An alien crashed into my house right now, I would take care of him.
That would
defend
him
from the police. You don't need to, like, don't shoot him. Anyway.
And then this year we have The Martian, which is another really big one.
Yep.
Which, so, it seems like there's been a really big increase in interest towards space and space travel and science fiction, or not science fiction, science in general.
Which I didn't expect Hollywood to generate that interest,
but I'll take it wherever I can get it.
Yeah, thinking about it, that's the best way they could have done it.
Yeah, because where are most people influenced by what they see on TV, what they see in movies?
That's NASA, like, worked with KSP, Kerbal Space Program,
yeah,
to, like, release an entire new, like, edition, which is, like, a major part of the game now.
Yeah.
Like,
but,
the hell. NASA's, like, taking it to the streets. Trying
but
to get
one of the things
out.
With the Martian, though, that is kind of an issue with the book, I don't know if it's in the movie because we haven't seen it. I do want to see it, though.
You read the book?
No.
I did.
Was it good?
Yeah, I liked it. It was, I know my mom didn't like it because of all the math that was in it.
Oh.
But I was fine with it.
Yeah.
It depends on your personality.
Yeah. So correct me if I'm wrong with this, but this is what I read anyways. Basically, the Martian basically says there isn't any liquid water on Mars, or that it is dry.
That does sound right, yeah.
Which, obviously, is kind of inaccurate now. Although, yeah. That being said, you could also argue that it could mean that there is no usable water without heavy-duty filtering equipment.
True.
Which he wouldn't have in that movie or book.
And also, like, he brought a water supply with him.
See, that's the thing with finding water. Okay. For those of you who don't realize why this is such a big deal that we found water on Mars, first of all, it's because...
How many people think that it's not a big deal?
Well, I mean, I don't understand why it's as big a deal as it is. They know it's a big deal, they don't know why.
All right.
Obviously, one is that for...
It's microbes, nigga.
For the longest period of time... We were told that basically Mars was basically a dry desert, red deserty rock. Mm-hmm. There's no water on it, nothing. Maybe
no
a little
water,
bit of
water, no life.
A little bit of like CO2, like dry ice at the poles.
Death
That's
planet.
It. Yeah, there was
Is
no
that dry ice at the poles.
I think it's a CO2 based ice.
That would make sense actually. It's pretty cold there.
There's some liquid ice.
There's some liquid water ice, but majority of it's CO2 if I remember correctly at the poles.
Okay.
Anyways, so that's one thing. It's kind of destroys that whole stereotype. Mm-hmm. Secondary one is the possibility that, you know, if there's liquid water, that's one of the biggest things necessary for potential life.
Yeah.
That means ancient life!
It Woo! Could theoretically mean there could be extraterrestrial microbes, microorganisms, because think about the harsh environments that microbes live in now. I mean, the sulfur vents 200 leagues down in the sea.
Yeah.
They found microbes that live inside a nuclear reactor.
I know.
Old shit.
Oh, I remember the name for them. They're called extremophiles.
Yeah, that's the overarching class.
Yeah, yeah.
And the third one is what this means for potential space travel.
Mm-hmm.
Is if you can find liquid water, that saves so much different logistics work because
that's refueling.
That and water is insanely heavy. I mean, literally to take an actual ton of water, 2,000 pounds of water, nets you only 238 gallons.
It's crazy, man. You're gonna waste so much fuel on water.
That's all you get, and when you're taking something to another planet, every single ounce counts.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so to cut out potentially, and that's the thing, is a ton literally only nets you 238 gallons, which is what an average family of four uses in a week. Or something like that in America.
They would have said like 16 people there at once. That's
right, but they would have had to either send without supplies or have to send like 5 rockets at once.
That's 4 tons times however long it takes to get there, which is probably 6 months.
It's a couple months. I think it's like 3 or 4 months.
Yeah.
Really? That seems short.
No. They can only do it.
Well, there's nothing to slow
short.
You down.
It's short. But note that they only have one time that they can launch. And that's when Mars is extremely close to Earth.
Exactly.
Any other time
it could
is going
be
to take
longer, but
an insane amount of time because of the distance.
And a ton of calculations to not hit anything else or get
exactly
hit by any other gravitational fields.
There is one way to go to Mars. You wait there for 6 months or so, and then you go back. Like, you have to do it at a certain time, or you are fucked.
Yeah. I know we're dedicating a lot of time to this, but this is probably... We'll look back on this, and this is going to be a major historical event.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm happy to be alive.
I am too.
When it happens.
I am happy, amazed, and fascinated to see where we go from here.
Like, because of how little money is going towards NASA, this might be our moon landing.
Exactly.
Yeah,
or it could lead to our moon landing, which would be landing on Mars.
Which would be our Mars landing. Yeah, I really hope so. That would be so awesome.
I mean, well, think about it. How much we've come 100 years ago, the very first vestiges of what would later become NASA was formed. It was formed in March of 1915. It was to push the limits of how far people could fly or how high they could go.
Let's see.
And then that was 100 years ago. 50 years ago, we had just barely put people on the moon.
Yeah.
Okay, here I found the about the average time that it takes to get to Mars. It's like a year.
Oh, wow. Is that long?
Yeah, because you have to wait for the orbits of Mars and Earth to align.
Right.
And you can get the right telemetry from
right.
an Earth liftoff to hit Mars at the right time. And then you got to
You also got to get it in so that Mars' gravity pulls you in.
Yeah, yeah. Although I don't remember. It's been a while since I rented The Martian, maybe like a couple months. But I don't remember why they could just evacuate immediately and still make it to Earth without having to wait for the orbits to line up.
Well, you could.
It's a window. It's a window. You have, like, probably, like,
and
a
there's
week
also
or so. Like, it's not.
They only spent 5 days there in the book, I think.
Well, then you're still within that window.
So you probably got, like, once you get
you
there,
have a couple
you
weeks
have
window.
2 weeks or so where you can, like, fuck around. And then.
And also, even if you were outside of that window, you could still theoretically make it back. It would just take a lot longer, and it'd be a lot less chance that you'd actually ever make it back, and you would just completely miss Earth and drift off into space.
It'd be like risky.
And then you gotta grow potatoes in Martian dirt.
Potatoes in space.
Oh, that was fuck you, Ben. That was good.
That was good.
Followed by Politburo in space.
Politburo.
Who says you cannot have potatoes in space?
What's that? Oh, shit. Do you remember my favorite?
So space Latvia.
Space Latvia.
I'm trying to remember. Do you remember my favorite Latvian joke? Have I told it before?
I think I know it, but.
Tell it because
I don't remember. I think if you say it, I'll remember
it's something about the potato, a cloud looking like a potato.
I don't remember.
Oh, yeah. It's something like.
It's like a comrade sea potato, cloud in sky.
Latvian sea cloud in sky says to a friend, "Look, I see potato. Friend is dead from starvation."
I am sent to Gulag. Such is life.
I saw one that was basically Bohemian Rhapsody, like completely redone into Latvian joke.
Could you
which
sing
is,
it?
It was is this the real life or malnourished fantasy? shoot, I don't remember the rest of it. That was the first.
Cotton Landstide.
Cotton Landstide.
Family is dead.
Let's see.
It was one of the top ones in Latvian
Rhapsody?
Yes.
About looks about 2 years old. Should I read this whole thing?
Okay, go for it.
Okay. It's huge. Is this real life or malnourished fantasy? Caught in a landslide, but is no land in Latvia. Open your eyes. Look up at dark sky and see. I isn't gulag. I need no sympathy. Politburo come. Latvian go. People die. Or gulag go. Always the wind blow. Make me only colder. No eat. Mama just killed a man. I have end his struggle. Prolong mine by eat him.
Oh my god.
Mama life had just begun. But Politburo must come and take it all away. Mama. Oh, I don't know how to say that in Latin. Maybe like the struggles of him like being caught in a bird.
I was thinking more of this like the sound you make when you're hungry.
I'm so hungry. Did mean not to make you cry, but salt make rock taste much better.
What?
Hungry on and on, as if nothing really matter. Too late, Politburo come. Burn house down to the ground. Rape wife and sister and my hound.
Ugh.
Goodbye, everybody. I gulagged, I go. To gulag I go. Apologize. Got to leave all behind and suffer more. Mama. Oh. Anyway, the wind blow. I do want to die. If it mean my struggle is over. I see little silhouette of potato. Malnourish. Is just making you hallucinate. Breaking rock and eating very, very hurting me. Politburo Figaro, Magnifico! I'm just a poor boy, nobody feed me. It's just a poor boy who ate his family. And
who
he's
his family?
Using
his family.
A gun. Politburo, will you let me go? Latvia, no, we will not end struggle.
End struggle.
Latvia, no, we will not end struggle.
End struggle.
Latvia, we will not end struggle. End struggle. We will not end struggle. End struggle. No. Politburo. Politolo Instagol. Politolo Instagol, fellow comrades are gonna make a meal of me. Of me. Of me. Can't ever hit that shit, man. It's that's a tough note.
That's ridiculous.
Don't blame me for trying, though. What was I?
Yeah. Anyways.
So you think you can stop me and put me in gulag?
Now you're actually starting to sing it.
So you think you can burn me and rape my sister? Politburo. Can't do this, Politburo. Just gotta get out. Gotta end struggle, get out of here.
You sound like Steve Martin doing a Russian song. Yeah.
That's, Steve, that's the best explanation of that impression I've ever heard. Nothing really matter. Latvia can't see. Nothing really matter. To me, da, 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 da. Anyway, the wind blow. Wow, it's fucking beautiful.
That is,
man.
Great.
10 out of 10.
Why did I just do that? Was Wood that karaoke. Because I had a shot of Crown Royal? Maybe.
The world may never know.
Can I have a beer?
Yeah, sure, man.
Thank you.
Why not?
So, speaking of impoverished countries.
Yeah, sure.
I figured out my itinerary.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Bring it on.
Are you going to any?
Yeah. Go to Latvia,
no,
please.
I'm not going to any impoverished
Go to Latvia, bring a sack of potatoes. Become idol of...
Feed the people.
Become idol of country.
Liberate potato from Politburo.
Become king. Star in next Far Cry show. In next Far Cry game. As evil leader.
Oh, God. Sorry,
okay, so yeah, just come with like a crate of potatoes.
Become king. Potato seeds. There we go.
No, you need to
just come out of the train, just start throwing handfuls of potatoes seeds.
I should have sung that from the beginning, but anyway.
I don't know, you could have kept it up.
I could.
So with a start in Iceland for like a week and a half or so. Yep. Not very long, because it's November, and being there for like any period of time past like August is really skitsy.
Why?
Because all the hostels, tours, and pretty much everything else shut down for the winter in Iceland.
Oh.
So it's time to batten down the hatches.
Yeah. That's November is like the very edge of like when you should probably go. Like, you should probably go in August. Anytime after that, you're like pushing it. You're like risking snow on an epic scale.
So do you have a plan for where you're going to stay?
Not yet, but
I'm
looking at youth hostels and Airbnb, which there are a ton in Reykjavik, so that'd be cool.
Is that actually how you say the name of that town?
It's like Reykjavik or something like that.
Okay.
To be honest, even they don't know how to, because nobody knows how to pronounce Icelandic.
I think it sounds better with like the accent. I think the accent makes it sound like more
you gotta
more
be born
natural.
There, man.
Pretty much, yeah.
That's the requirement in order to make yourself sound good.
You gotta have like that Northern European
accent.
Honestly,
I don't know that there's a normal actual language.
There is. There's the Icelandic language.
No. What I mean, other than Icelandic, a national language that's harder to learn or to figure out.
Oh, you think like Icelandic might be the hardest
Denmark
language.
Or Finnish or...
I still think Icelandic owns it.
It's got some... Dude, no, Welsh. Welsh is a fucking shit show.
Is Welsh
language.
Actually still a common spoken language?
Yeah, dude. When I was going through Scotland, all the trains had Welsh Welsh subtitles. Like, there would be like the English... Whoa. There would be like the English stuff.
Well, that stems from Gaelic, doesn't it? Or
some
Gaelic or whatever.
Gaelic.
I was like, wait a minute, that ain't right.
It's terrifying. Yeah,
it stems from Gaelic,
terrifying.
Which Gaelic writing is really weird.
Yeah, that's like more asterisks than you need. No more.
It's umlauts on your umlauts.
I don't know what an
umlaut is. The double dot over a letter.
Oh, okay, that's yeah. Okay.
You see it in German sometimes too.
Yeah, over U's.
Or O's.
So,
anyways,
after that, like 4 days in Barcelona because I want to go to a beach.
You will go from the snow to Barcelona.
Oh yeah.
Well, nice
so
thing is
give yourself real culture shock right there.
It's not about the
temperature
shock
or anything
it's
else.
About,
yeah,
it's about two things: sand and the ladies.
and lack of money in the country.
Yeah.
They have nude beaches in Spain?
Oh, shit. They have nude beaches literally everywhere except for here.
Wow.
They have them here in America. Actually, there's one actually about an hour away.
Yeah, but in Germany, they have nude parks.
So you can go on the swings naked?
Oh, yeah.
What?
I'm not sure I would want to do that, Renee.
Dude, I'm ready.
Okay, no, you don't. Because middle of Berlin.
Okay.
It's like bright. It's like 2 p.m. Me and my dad and my grandpa are walking through, and I look over, and here's this 70-year-old man.
Oh.
Hanging full dong with his friend. And I look at that, and I just go like, damn. And I look around, and this park is filled with like old ass dudes.
This brings up the point I make every time anybody mentions a nude beach or nude park. The people who go to such things are the people who should not go to such things.
Well, why don't you just go there and like skew the ratio? You know, I'd go
because
there.
It's not that much. You're not going to skew it that much.
Yeah, like no girl's going to walk by and be like, "Damn, he's hot." They're going to be like, "Whoa, fuck."
Okay, if
they're
going to
be blinded by the 80 other white guys.
Yeah,
male,
there's so much old dong that it would cancel out your dong. Like you could have
it would age us 10 years automatically.
You could be like a bodybuilder and go out there and like the amount of old dude would just overwhelm you. You'd just be like, oh, you'd like grow wrinkles. It'd be terrible.
Oh my god. Ooh, yeah, no, I don't want to put myself through
this.
I didn't
see a single girl the entire time I was there. It's ridiculous.
That also could be because it was Germany.
Yeah, you gotta go to France.
Also true.
To see the ladies.
No, dude, France sucks.
Well, they got hairy armpits. Yeah, but I mean,
hairy everything.
There's at least ladies there.
I don't know that they know what a razor is.
French girls are extremely hot, though. Extremely. In like not in a normal way. Anyway, okay, I'm getting off track here.
Anyways, after Barcelona,
bastards. After Barcelona, I go to Japan for like 3 weeks.
You're gonna skip all the rest of Europe and Asia to go straight to Japan.
Been there, and you can't go to Russia without a visa.
Well, yeah, obviously, right now.
Like all of the areas. In between,
I'm surprised
you
didn't
need
like
visas.
Stop in like Hong Kong or something like that.
That's bordering on China, and like
it is China. It's been China since 2000.
You're eventually going to circumnavigate the globe.
See, China, they watch you. They watch the shit.
That's beside the point. Hong Kong looks like it'd be cool to go to, though. I'm not gonna lie,
Ben. If you,
I wanted to go to Tibet, but
Ben,
oh yeah,
they watchdog you like a motherfucker.
Oh no, kidding.
If you do go to China, I will hook you up with secure internet connections. You will be.
Do you know people in their government?
Damn,
huh?
Do you like know people in their government or something?
No, I don't
know. No,
God damn, I don't want to deal with anybody in the government.
Ben, you should also go to best Korea.
North Korea.
You can actually pay to take a tour.
Yeah.
But there are armed guards with you the entire time, and if you fuck up, you get executed.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like I think some tourists got shot because they did something they weren't supposed to. Like you're not allowed to take pictures except for in like designated, like I would go for like the danger. Like that would be crazy.
All right, Ben,
like,
here's what you do.
Would you try and escape?
No. Shit, no. God, no.
You want to be actually be able to leave the country?
Yeah, no. Like
You don't want to be a fugitive.
You're
in
now
the entire...
a fugitive inside North Korea of North Korea.
That's the
escape.
Best story ever,
yeah,
man.
If you make it out, you got to do it just before you get to the DMZ.
You can either swim
which,
across.
Although, that being said, there's a million landmines in the DMZ.
Yeah. You can swim across the ocean, or you can dance across two different minefields. One into Russia.
Yeah. It'd be into China.
That's still not good.
Yeah, it really isn't.
That being said, I still kind of want to go on. I would like to go on, not necessarily to North Korea.
It would be interesting.
Chernobyl. That'd be cool to go on a tour.
That would be fucking awesome.
I would definitely be going in full suit, even though it's still technically safe to go for.
They take
it's
you
safe
in
to go
suit.
For short periods of time. I still would be going with gas mask, shit, radiation suit, the works,
dude.
But going to Chernobyl would be fucking.
That would
fantastic.
Be fantastic. And dude, awesome.
It's
okay,
in the
so
Ukraine, which isn't even in Russia anymore.
I read about these like Ukrainian bars that are themed like Ukrainian pride, and you go like you come up to the entrance, and you have to like the bouncer will ask you like, are you Russian? Do you have any Russians with you? And you have to like
what
do like all this shit to get into the bar
to prove that
like,
you're not a Russian.
Yeah,
is there a gang sign you gotta flip or what?
No, but you gotta like. You gotta do, like, a weird pledge, like, if you, like, say, like, something about Russia, they'll take you in a room with a fucking real-ass gun and make you, like, sing, like, Ukrainian poems.
Jesus Christ!
Like,
I was expecting the whole,
and then you
Deer
can, like,
Hunter revolver scene.
They have, like, guns that have had, like, the firing pins taken out, like, all
they've
of
been
the
deactivated
walls that you can, like, take pictures with. Yeah.
Deactivated firearms, yeah.
Yeah, and they have a BB gun range in the back.
Yeah, no, the deactivated ones actually
insane.
Are the receiver is actually welded to a point where the hammer cannot be undone.
Okay,
Basically, it's made to the point where, because if it was just a firing pin removed, you could just buy a firing pin, drop it in, and and go. Deactivated guns are made so that way it is impossible
to use,
to make it fireable again.
Yep, that's good. But yeah, no, like, they're in the main city of Ukraine. They're like,
no,
these
there's
three
actually a lot of cool places. Ukraine's
to.
A beautiful country.
Mm-hmm.
So I've heard before everybody bombed it.
Safe Russia. I mean, it's not.
Well, before they decided, Russia decided to start a civil war there.
I mean, what are
that's
they
all
still
in Crimea,
even
though.
Doing anything in Ukraine?
I don't know.
Anymore?
CNN's too focused on, you know,
election.
Donald Trump.
Yeah.
But we're not going to get into that because it's stupid.
Anyway.
Well,
Donald Trump.
I'm going
He's
to
stupid.
Japan.
Yes.
Afterwards.
Where in Japan?
Japan is following what?
Barcelona.
Barcelona.
Got it. Okay. Cool.
The hell of a transition. You were just trying to, like, just give yourself a complete culture shock.
Well, see, Gama. You guys met Gama.
Yeah.
Yeah, Gama's awesome.
He's in Japan right now on exchange.
Okay.
And so I'm going to go visit him for, like, a week in Osaka, which is going to be cool.
In where?
Osaka.
Okay.
I didn't know he spoke Japanese.
Oh, yeah, dude. He's, like, fluent.
Nice.
Yeah, he was, like, he's been taking it for, like, years.
All right.
It's super weird.
Is he like, does he want to become an interpreter eventually, or is he just going to hang out?
It'd be good side money at the very least.
He's taking English classes, so I think he wants to teach English in like a different country.
Like
Dude,
ESL?
There's bank there, I am telling you.
No, even being a translator makes bank.
Yes.
My dad's talked about it, basically.
We've talked about this before.
If they call out like a translator, do you know how much a translator gets paid an hour?
Oh my God, so
like
much.
80. Like,
yeah.
A lot.
Minimum like $70 to $80 an hour. And, like, for example, if the police department calls you out, you get a minimum of 90 minutes pay.
Yeah, it's...
90 minutes or 2 hours. I can't remember which it is.
It's
so, awesome. Automatically, whether you're there for 5 minutes to answer five questions, or if you're there for, you know, the full 2 hours, you get paid $180.
Knowing multiple languages, like, super
And the thing
helpful.
Is, the more languages you're certified with, the more money you charge.
Right now, he knows three. He wants to know
so,
five.
But you have to get actually certified to translate with each of those languages. Yeah. One of the guys who used to work at Safeway was certified in Spanish, in Arabic, and in, I forget what the third language I think it was...
something.
What?
French.
I believe it was.
Is that one of the Night Crew guys?
It was, yeah. Well, he was Frozen. He worked Frozen, but
Was he the Mexican guy?
Yeah, Jose.
Yeah. Wow.
He did translating thing on the side.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. He'd occasionally do it on the side to get a little bit of play money.
He's like on call.
Pretty much.
A translator.
Well, yeah.
That's cool.
And I think he was working on getting certified for Japanese and German.
Dude.
Yeah.
Wow.
I've actually thought about getting like a Rosetta Stone and just the Rosetta Stone stuff and just going through them.
I can't confirm this, but I've heard that Rosetta Stone kind of sucks.
Okay. I haven't heard.
I've also heard it works like a dream.
I've heard both.
Yeah, I've heard mixed messages.
I mean, try it. Go ahead.
Yeah.
You got the time. Go for it. But
I'm just going to get like
that's the thing is I don't have the time right
like
now.
Like a survival Japanese guy.
I'd probably want to get like Spanish and I don't know what else I would do for Rosetta Stone.
Mandarin. But.
Maybe.
Dude, Mandarin
That'd
is
That'd be actually probably
business.
The handiest, especially for my field.
Yeah, definitely. Mandarin and Spanish, you're like, you're goddamn golden in the business ventures.
I wouldn't even learn Spanish. I would just learn Chinese.
Well, I'm thinking Spanish is the most commonly... Actually, more countries speak Spanish now than English as their primary language.
Wow. Now, here's the question. Would you... In learning these languages, you would most likely...
No, German.
Languages, sorry. You would most likely be entrenched into the management world of engineering. Would you be ready to move into that?
He'd be able to present ideas to
like if I were to basically be part of an engineering team who's working with a customer in Mexico or in Colombia or whatever. I could theoretically talk with them and they not have to use a translator or not have to have them know English.
Yeah.
Which makes them a little bit more lenient and a little bit more open to whatever you talk about.
It's more personable.
Exactly. Also,
okay, talk to
theoretically, that
you.
Could also mean if there's some sort of like a trade show or something else going on or some sort of a expo or something like that. Oh, okay. Let's see here. There's some sort of an expo going on in Rio, even though I don't want to get kidnapped. They're like, okay, who speaks? It's Portuguese. Never mind. Damn. fuck. Say I learned Mandarin. There's a trade show going on in Hong Kong, showing off new laser sintering printing methods.
Which is a real thing?
Yes, this is not a joke. This is basically laser metal 3D printing.
Ooh.
That's awesome.
It is
fucking fantastic. Yeah.
We were going over this, and I use another word, so.
Oh, yeah. A bad word.
Yeah.
Huh.
Fun word. I don't say it a bad word.
Fun words. Oh, I love the fun words.
It's a better term.
If you guys start calling them fun words, I'm leaving. That's terrible.
Is that too PC for you, Ben?
Are you PC, bro?
Are you PC? Yeah.
Are you PC, bro?
PC Wazoo.
A PC UMass, bro.
PC Pullman, bro.
PC VC. anyways.
God.
VC Coove, bro.
VC Coove.
Oh God, this is horrible. Anyways, but no. Anyways, the laser sintering RP, which is rapid prototyping, which is the common trade name for 3D printing. Mm-hmm. Basically, you have to have it in a vacuum when you do this.
All right.
Basically, you have a vat of powdered metal, and you have a laser that basically draws your pattern out, kind of like a regular any other 3D printer head does.
Yeah.
And then once that's done, it moves it down like a fraction of an inch, does the next layer, moves down a fraction of the inch, moves more powder over, does another layer. It does this over and over and over again. And then basically you pull it out, you do like a heat treat on it, and you have a solid metal 3D printed part.
How delicate is the powder structure before you do a heat treat on it?
It's pretty stable. I mean, you're melting the metal, but with the laser.
And it's in a vacuum, so it's
yeah,
not going
to. But
like,
it has to be in a vacuum, because if it's it has to be in a vacuum, because if it's not in a vacuum,
it's
at least
powder.
This is,
like, it's going to move.
Well, it's going to move, but also because you're dealing with a very, very high energy and also potential metallic powders,
yeah,
could also turn into a bomb very, very easily.
Oh, well.
And create a massive explosion.
There is that to consider, yes.
Oh, yeah, by the way, actually, I think I get to play with 3D printer soon.
You bitch.
Wait, the plastic one or this laser metal
no,
one?
No, we don't have a laser one. Those are like $100,000 plus.
A giant penis.
No, I can't.
Do it.
I got to make a stand for my gyroscope, which, no, I'm not making a penis to stand my gyroscope on.
Please okay, but Drew, let's ask this question. Isn't everybody making a stand for the gyroscope? I mean,
yes.
Don't you want to make something unique?
Penis.
Yes,
why
but
not
I...
a penis?
Definitely penis. Dude, you should censor out every time we say penis.
Why?
Because then nobody would know what the fuck we were talking about.
And then it'll be pushing them to go online and listen.
Everybody, well, I'll just hit the F12 button like 5 times to make me think about it.
Oh. No, finish.
Anyways,
go.
But no, I do really want to buy a 3D printer, though.
Hell
I might ask for one for Christmas.
Ooh,
that's a
good
because they're only about $300.
Seriously?
Yeah.
That's as
low
as
they go? They're like $300 to $400 for a decent one.
But what's the maximum like area that they can print in? Is like 4x4 or something?
It's like 5x5x4, which isn't an insignificant area.
It's not bad.
No. I mean,
can you get it on Amazon? Because I'm checking right now.
Prime shipping.
$363 on Prime shipping.
Damn.
Some of them require minor assembly, but I can do that.
How accurately can you do centimeters to inches in your head?
Go.
270 by 200 by 170.
So roughly 10 and change by what? 270 by what?
270 by 200.
So it's roughly 10 and a half by
170.
200, which is roughly, oh God, it's way too late to be doing these conversions in my head. 200, which is basically
all we need to guess.
Eight. So it's basically 10 and a half by 8 by 170, which is roughly 8 inches.
I don't know how the fuck
so
you
it's,
did that.
That's
roughly,
a perfectly
that's actually,
reasonable size.
Yeah. 10 by 8 by 7? Yeah, that's actually a really good size.
Yeah,
that's not a bad-sized penis.
I'll tell you.
So I've been told. No.
It's above average,
God
I tell
damn
you.
It.
You opened the door for that one. You got to admit.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Well,
so while I'm in Japan, I'm going to stay at a capsule hotel.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, those
are
cool.
Those are?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a cheap-ass one right outside Tokyo Station.
Are you going to Tokyo?
Explain a capsule hotel
oh, nice.
To our audience
oh,
members.
Yeah. For those
so,
who don't know.
A capsule hotel is basically the equivalent of a giant-ass beehive.
Yeah.
For people.
Yeah.
Like,
and each
but
little...
you have to wear a robe or something?
Okay.
And each little little pocket is a room.
What people don't know about them is they are very commonly connected to bathhouses.
Yeah.
You know what a traditional like Japanese bathhouse is, right? You wear the yukata and you're like going around in like slippers and shit and you have to like go take a
shower.
Ben,
if you don't come back with a silk kimono, I will literally...
Oh, dude, hell yeah.
Get
I'm
a
buying
kimono.
A, dude, I'm
getting
yeah.
Get a full-length silk kimono.
I will give you money for my kimono because I want
actually,
one.
Yeah, I will do the same.
Yep.
Tell me how
if
much
you guys send me money, I'll fucking buy you guys kimonos.
Tell me how much it's it happening. Is, and I will give you the money for it.
Dude, yeah. Hell yeah. I'll
I will
do
Western
that.
Union you some Western Union you some money.
I'll pay
get
you
guys
some Bitcoins.
Oh, yeah, that's actually... Like, PayPal would work probably easier, but...
I'll no, get PayPal you guys sucks some, dick. Don't use PayPal.
Okay.
I'll get you guys some bright-ass pink ones. It's going to be great.
Yeah!
It's going to be great.
No.
No, what?
No,
come
no.
On. It's a kimono.
I'll say,
be happy.
Black with gold accent.
Oh, hell yes. Hell yeah. Dude,
I wanna,
I'm going to find a red and gray one.
I know
that's
I want
cool.
I want a
that'd
blues,
be cool too.
I want something with blue on it. I don't
blue would be cool. Blue with gold would be
dude,
cool
I'll
too.
Dude, I'll find like a bright blue
oh,
one
yeah,
with
blue
like
silver.
Cherry wood
yes.
Flowers on it.
I'd excited. Be okay with that. Either blue or black for me. I don't care what the accents
dude,
are.
Dude, I'm going to buy so much weird shit in Japan. It's going to be
is there anything that you can buy in Japan that isn't weird shit?
Dude, you can get canned bread from vending machines.
Okay, Ben. Yeah. Find one of the vending machines that dispenses...
Panties, got it.
Yep, the panties
way
one.
Way
yep.
Ahead of you.
That's it.
Dude,
I
guarantee
just
you.
I just want to know how much they are.
So wait, Ben, so you're saying for a small amount of money you can make panties drop?
Yeah. You're goddamn right.
Only in Japan.
I don't even need money.
I couldn't pass up on that joke,
that
honestly.
Was oh, God.
Oh, dude, definitely... Oh.
Oh
yeah, Japan's gonna be fucking weird for like three. Oh, yeah.
How long are you gonna be there?
3 weeks.
Oh wow.
At least
at
you
the
know
most.
At least you know what you're gonna eat. You're gonna hit every sushi joint that's near your honeybee hotel or whatever the hell it is.
Bento, motherfucker.
Hell yeah.
Anyway, after Japan,
mm-hmm.
For the
Australia.
The longest stint.
Australia.
The longest stint. Stint is in Australia.
Woo!
I do really want to go to Australia
for
desperately.
A few months.
Damn
I'll
son.
Be there. And then 3 weeks in
let
New
me know. It might be cool to go down there for a
dude,
little bit.
Dude, if you went down, we could get drunk.
Down under.
Down under. Yeah, there we go. Not in the same
dude,
joke.
Okay. And
what part
I
of Australia?
There, everywhere. I'm gonna
okay.
Hit it all.
Out back?
All.
Melbourne, man.
Yeah, I'm going to go to Melbourne because it has a huge trap scene, and there's a chick I know there. Kind
Sydney?
Of
not the person. The city.
Yeah, I'm going to go to Sydney.
are you going to go see something at the Opera House?
No. Too much money. But I'm going to go to Alice Springs for sure and Perth because like...
What's in Perth?
Nobody, apparently. Like apparently that side of the country is like super desolate.
Pretty much the whole western half of the country is pretty much just like
desert.
Abandon all hope, ye who enter here.
Yeah.
Make sure
there's
you
a reason
take,
why
like,
Mad Max was filmed over there.
Take six gas tanks with you because it's like 300 miles to the next goddamn
like,
town.
I'd really like to see that area. I feel like that'd be really cool.
Yeah. Get rent like a Range Rover with like a 200-gallon tank.
Yeah, dude,
that'd be so much fucking fun.
Buy awesome. A cheap ass car and just drive in a circle.
Get a cheap ass car, weld like 255-gallon drums up to the fuel tank.
Just Mad Max it around the country.
Yeah,
yes.
Hell
yeah. Yeah, that's actually where I drew that inspiration from. Well, 255, put 255-gallon tanks in the back of it. Hook it up, basically lines up to the fuel tank or the fuel pump.
Build a detonator, and you're good.
Get up to a couple sticks of dynamite, yeah.
How would you build a deck?
Get a complete mutt.
Mutt car?
No, mutt. The dog.
Man, that was
a dog.
Shepherd.
I thought it was a mutt.
Wait, Mad Max had a car? I mean, a dog?
It was like a
red, yeah, Max
like
had a dog.
Either,
what?
Actually.
When? Which movie?
Second movie, dude.
Second movie, yeah.
I don't think I saw the second movie.
Road Warrior.
Dude, that's the best movie. What the hell?
Okay, Road Warrior is definitely the best Mel Gibson Mad Max.
I don't know how I did this, but I swear to God, I saw the first movie, and I saw the third movie, and I never
Beyond
saw the
Thunderdome.
Second
one.
I saw Thunderdome,
okay.
Yeah, because I was like,
Turner,
fuck
bro.
Yeah, Master Blaster.
I it took me forever. I did not realize until so much later that Tina Turner was in her 60s in that movie.
Yeah.
Really?
She was still smoking.
Whoa. That's crazy, man.
I would not have guessed that in the last slice. I would have guessed like mid-40s.
Is she still alive?
No, God, no.
Okay.
Okay, so after Australia, 3 weeks in New Zealand, I'm going to go and try to find all those Lord of the Rings places.
Are you going to just basically be humming? You got to get all three Lord of the Rings soundtracks.
Hell
I'm definitely
going to
go. Like, I'm going to go hiking a lot.
Okay,
and then
true.
My most
That's
exciting
Potter,
part. But this part gets me the most excited. So, I really wanted to go to Tahiti. No, I'm not going to mess with this. I really wanted
it's
to go
a magical
to,
place.
Yeah, I really wanted to go
damn
to
you.
Tahiti.
Have you watched the...
Yeah, oh yeah, oh
I
yeah.
I haven't yet. No spoilers. Oh, God damn it. I want to know what happens to Simmons. Oh, Jesus.
Trust me, nothing's revealed yet.
Fucking dumb piece of shit.
Next
anyway,
episode, maybe.
Ben, go. Sorry.
Anyway, so I really wanted to go to Tahiti for a while, but my grandma has been there, and she said it was just one big, giant tourist trap, and she's like, okay.
I still want to go, though.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. She is going to send me on the fucking Blue Lagoon cruise.
What's that?
In Fiji. It is a
Fiji would be cool.
It is a 4-day cruise on a 30-person boat that bounces to like small like traditional island communities. Still
just little
out
islands
of, like,
just sitting in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, like Ooh, cut off yeah. the rest as, of society
that aren't like, as known as like Fiji or Tahiti.
Visit yeah. some tribes, alter and, some cultures.
Yeah. Be eating my cannibals.
Yeah,
and just like barbecues on the beach.
Be the next star in Green Inferno.
I think there's gonna be like a lot of like. Old people there, but I'm just gonna get shit faced on the boat every night and just hit on all of their daughters.
Margaritas,
and it's gonna be great.
And then you realize if they're old people, their daughters gonna be like our parents' age.
I'll hit on the granddaughter. I'll hit on whatever is near my like age range, man.
Okay.
There's gonna be one girl close to my like age on this boat. I swear to God,
Drew.
I'm going to do anything that I can to get with her. It's gonna be awful.
Absolutely, like give us. As many stories as you can.
You have to update us as you go.
Dude, I'm gonna. If I don't get a GoPro before I leave, I'm gonna buy one. And I'm gonna.
I'll chip in some money
everything.
Towards that.
Also, hey, are you gonna be here next week? What do you think?
The correct answer is yes.
Okay, because Kirsty really needs some stories from you that
Kirsty
she's been...
and Renee. Yeah, Kirsty's okay. gonna be here. Jared's gonna be here. You cannot miss Jared being here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And Drew,
I
have a very big surprise for you. Tina Turner is still alive.
What?
She is 75 years old.
Damn.
Okay.
Yeah, not looking so
great. Oh, she was
great.
In her 50s in Mad Max then. Never mind.
Probably. Go ahead and like us on Facebook. Facebook.com/TGF Radio. We're also TGF Radio on Twitter. Email us things because you're not. We want you to at TGF Radio@gmail.com. Screw that out. What's the thing after that since I'm off my game?
All the old episodes
and subscribe to links, thank you. Very helpful. Are available at tgfradio.com. And if you're listening to us on KOUG Radio, we have been censored so that this episode may be suitable for rebroadcast, and it's a week old. So you're outdated, and you can't hear me say the word fuck. And you
Y'all
can't hear.
Fucking suck.
Yeah. So come to our website.
This is fucking America. Listen to it uncensored.
tgfradio.com. Any closing statements around the table?
Science has failed us. Hoverboards have not come. It is now October.
I meant to deliver a freestyle speech about this episode. That'll come next episode.
This is a sad day, although water on Mars does make up for it.
Mm-hmm. Ben?
Oh, go Cougs.
All right. We'll be back next week. Party on, everybody.